Welcome to Real WW Talk. It's the podcast of three diverse friends, Candace, Aaron, and Ricky, who are following the WW plan. I'm the Aaron part of the trio, and each week we talk about our health journey on Weight Watchers. Sometimes it's something we've learned, maybe it's something that we struggled with, but the bottom line is there is no hiding, no trying to make ourselves better than we are. It's just real talk because we can't change if we aren't willing to be real about what needs to change. On today's Real WW Talk, we're going to be talking about some additional tools to use on the Weight Watchers journey. So we're going to be sharing our favorites that we use in addition to the WW app, and we hope that once you listen to this podcast, you'll be sharing yours with us through the Real WW Talk Facebook group, Instagram, and through our YouTube channel. Are you ready? Let's talk. Well, hi there. Welcome to Real WW Talk. I am Erin.
I'm Candace.
And I'm Ricky.
Ladies, another conversation, another chance to overthink, another thing to beat a thought into a ground. Are you ready?
Good times.
Yes, let's go.
Sounds like my kind of party.
I love it. Hey, we want to welcome you. If you are brand new to Real WW Talk, we are so glad that you are here. We're just three friends who met in the WW meeting space, and we share a lot of the similar thoughts. And while we're three very individual people, this is something that has united each of us on the journey, and it's what unites you and us. And so we're really glad that we can kind of sit and discuss some thoughts with you. We kind of have kind of called it like the meeting after the meeting. Like if you've ever had a chance to be in a WW meeting, whether you've got the digital subscription or actually in person, like we've had, there's always like that one moment sometimes that happens on occasion where you're like, oh, we don't want to talk about Fiber One bars. We want to talk about this. And so that's what this is. So
when you want to get real, real deep and you don't have time, the leader looks at you and says, all right, you've talked too much.
Right.
I'm here.
And like, we'll talk after the meeting. Would you hang around? We'll talk after the meeting. So one of the things that we thought it actually would be really good to talk about is we know a lot of folks are starting back on their journey, or some people have been doing it for a while. Maybe you've been doing the same and you're like, okay, I got to kind of get some tools under the belt. We thought we would actually talk about some of our favorite additional tools outside of the WW app. There are a lot of great things inside the WW app, like Connect and recipe builders and things, but maybe looking at some tools, maybe some different apps that we utilize outside of our journey. And then maybe even if we're tools like kitchen tools or something like that. So what are the things that we use to help keep us on track? So who wants to go first? Who wants to share their first tool?
I'll go first. One of the things that I really enjoy, it's sometimes controversial, and I think we talked about this in some prior episodes, but I do daily weigh myself because I was working on having a better relationship with the scale and numbers and not letting it affect me as much. And I actually have found that daily weighing has allowed me to put the number in its place as data.
Nice.
And not necessarily tied to my worth or value. So there's an app that I use called Happy Scale that I found in my app store on my phone. They have a free subscription. It's free, or you could have like a paid one, but you really just need the free one. And it's a way to chart your daily weights. And it shows you over time what days you may have, what's your pattern. And that's helpful for me because sometimes we've talked about how the scale will go up midweek and you have done nothing wrong or you've done nothing that's This will show you, hey, on Wednesdays, you tend to gain. Don't know why. Or this in June, if you've been tracking for a long time, in this certain month, you gain weight. And that is information that I've been able to translate to try to change my behavior or to see what would correlate with the numbers going up or down. So
have you, I'm so glad that you said that. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed, so like something that, like you said, if you've done it for a while, I noticed that when it comes time to like summer, I usually stay steady.
Yes.
I don't lose weight. And I've asked myself why, because in the summertime I'm eating salads and fruit, right? And all this stuff. And I think it's like because of the humidity and all. And like I hold on to stuff in the summer.
Yeah.
It's so bizarre.
Yeah. And I've had those moments. That's why when I saw it, I was like this. I used to use something a long time ago called Weight Commander that had a similar goal, but it is fascinating when you see it solely as data. it really is helpful to be able to track your trends and to do it in a non-judgmental way that allows you to say, is it because of the humidity or is it because of this? Or is it just that on Thursdays, I don't know why, every Thursday I gain 2 pounds. So I'm not upset. I don't care. Yeah. You know, that's a freeing place to be, ironically. And I know that there's some people who really don't like the scale or staying away from it. But for those who can handle it or at a place in their journey where they feel it could be helpful, that's one of my favorite tools.
It sounds like it's taking the stigma away from the scale. It's not making it such a big thing and such a big deal like it can be. So I think that, like you said, can be incredibly freeing.
Yeah, especially when you go to weigh in. Like I was at, we go to the meetings. I go to the center. So that's only one piece of data. You know, that's every week. And sometimes it's not reflective of my efforts, but if I have like a, some other data points, I'm less care. I don't care as much about that one day. Like, see, that's just another day, you know?
Yeah. Do either of you have scales that keep track of like water weight, body fat, or is it just straight, this is the number?
Mine does, but I don't know how to access those features.
I'm the same way. I have a smart scale and I actually like haven't looked at the actual app associated with the scale in a long time. I couldn't tell you how to access those features either on my scale.
Yeah, I've got a dumb scale, so there's no way. Like all, I just literally didn't get me numbers.
Not a smart scale, but a dumb scale.
Right. Why doesn't it surprise me that both of you have the smart scales and I've got the dumb scale? You guys
That you have not said the brand, so that they're not.
No, but if you guys have got the Pelotons, I've got the Peloton.
Call us bougie, but look, I still have the regular water bottle. I'm sorry. I hear these water bottles that are out. I've been hearing about them everywhere. It's all the craze. Like, what are they called?
The special hydration ones.
Up. I knew Ricky would have it.
You've got a Stanley cup. Of
course
you do.
And I'm like, I have a plain old plastic bottle.
If I decide I'm not going to drink any water for 2 days and put ice in this, it'll stay cold. So, I mean, that's really all I wanted.
And I like room temperature water. So there.
No, I do. I'm just joking around because I keep my pitcher out all day because I can't chug cold water. I just like chugging warm water. So
when I fill up my cup, that's what I use. I use warm water because I'm like, I can't do the cold water. But you just said something else too, is a pitcher. That's a tool that you use with your water, filtered water. And I would say even you having a bougie Stanley cup is a tool on your journey. You're drinking more water from it.
So the great thing about it, and I'm not trying to plug it, you can get any type of water bottle, but the fact that it's 40 ounces, I'm the type of person that, although it's not the greatest thing, I drink a lot of water through like right before I go to bed. And then if I'm up in the middle of the night and I'm thirsty, I might drink some more. Or in the morning when I wake up, I want, like, my water might be empty because I have drank it before I went to bed. So this is so much water that I can't possibly drink at all before going to bed. So there's always fresh water in the morning, which is really nice.
Mm-hmm. I keep a 32 ounce. I have a 32 ounce bottle that I usually keep with me. And I know that if I drink at least two of those through the day, I'm good. Okay. That's kind of been my clue to myself that if I've not even had a sip out of this, and that's true. Some days I'll get to the end where I'm like, I haven't had a sip out of it. That's problematic because I need water.
I had a coworker make a great suggestion to me, and it was really kind of a like, well, why didn't I think of that moment? But I would fill my water pitcher in the morning and I would just have a normal water jug to take to work, like a regular 24 ounce, something that would fit in my work bag. But it's steel, so it keeps it cold. And throughout the day, I would just take a little sip and it'd be really cold. So I couldn't drink really more than a little sip at a time. Cause I guess I'm just sensitive to cold water, especially if it's cold at work. So I was like, I'm not drinking enough water. She's like, well, you've got your water bottle. I said, well, it's always cold. And she said, well, why don't you fill it the night before with a water that you've had sitting out and then have it ready in the morning. And I know that sounds like, why didn't you think of that? But you know, when you're rushing in the morning and trying to get things together, there's a lot of things that I do prep the night before, but water wasn't something I would prep the night before. And change, that little change made a huge difference in how much water I would drink the next day.
Yeah. Speaking of water, one of my favorite apps is Plant Nanny. And Ricky, I think you used to use, was it Plant Llama?
Plant Llama. I loved it too. It was very similar.
Yeah. So Plant Nanny, what I loved about Plant Nanny, if you are somewhere around the 40-year age range, plus or minus maybe 5 years, right? And probably more in the plus range than the minus. We grew up with Tamagotchi. Remember little Tamagotchi things, right?
Yes. And you'd have to kill.
You have a whole bunch of Tamagotchi creatures you kill because you didn't keep it fed. Well, your plant is like this. So every day that you, when you drink water, you hit the little thing plus plus and you're feeding your little plant and you grow this plant. And if you don't feed the plant, i.e. drink water, your plant dies. And the next thing you know, you have, a nursery of dead plants, which is not a great thing. But it kind of gamifies the drinking, like how we grew up with Tamagotchi. But I loved Plant Nanny. That's like one of my favorites.
Yeah. When you look at it and you open up the app and it has like the X's on the eyes. You're like, oh, sorry. I'm going to get my water so that you can live.
And if anyone's looking for the other one, I think I said Plant Llama, but it's Water Llama. Yes. So if anyone's interested in that. Very similar. You don't kill the llama. It's not the same as Plant Nanny in that way.
It's like not llama. It's not
no llamas were harmed.
No. Now that's the millennial version. Everybody comes out the winner, including the llama. Right. My generation's like, you're gonna suffer consequences. Yeah. This is the die. Don't do drugs generation, right?
Yes, we're all winners. We're all winners.
We're all winners here.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so we've got Plant Nanny, Water Llama. What are some other like apps and tools? Oh, you know one? I'm gonna tell you something I've been doing recently.
Okay.
I've been using MyFitnessPal because I have been curious about the caloric breakdown between the WW side and the other side. And also, I've been trying really hard to watch protein. How much protein am I getting a day? And kind of realizing how much protein also affects everything. It's not like, bodybuilding, muscle building, but it even goes into your hair, the health of your hair with how much protein that you're eating. So that's been interesting for me to see how little I've been getting in a day and the struggle for that. And like, wow, I really need to work on the nutritional profile more than I have been. It's not that I've been eating bad. It's just that trying to meet a protein requirement has not been happening. So,
and I think that's good to know because, I'm on the radiation part of my cancer journey and protein is really, really important. And it's something where you can maybe hit your points target or a WW, but be lacking in that macronutrient. And it's something that I've heard other people talk about, track your macros or track this, make sure that you know what these things are. And I used to get, that used to feel very overwhelming.
Yeah.
But something like you said, like a MyFitnessPal, I know there's a lot of people in our Facebook group who double track. Mm-hmm. They do both. They put their points in and then they translate it over and they felt that that's helped them hit optimal success with their program. It seems like a lot, but I can see the benefit for it.
Yeah. I know things like sodium are important for tracking, if you have high blood pressure, things like that. And it's, you can look at it in the breakdown of the foods that you track on, Weight Watchers, but I'm curious if there's a way on MyFitnessPal to single out the sodium content, things like that, to kind of track in that way too.
And Ricky, that's a good question. That's something I've never understood with the new Weight Watchers, points calculation. I know how they've explained how the saturated fat and the carbs and everything play into the points calculation. But I don't know if you've noticed, if you try to add a new food, you have to make sure you put the sodium in. You have to put that. But they never, when they explain the points breakdown, explain how sodium plays and if the points go higher or lower because of sodium value. Do you know the answer to that?
No, I know like just from a nutritional standpoint, if you have too much sodium, that can affect heart health. So I'm wondering if that's maybe where they're
maybe that's trying to like steer you with like, hey, put in that it was 1,000 milligrams right. and just look at it, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, so the other day when I was making chili, we used the McCormick chili seasoning thing, right? No big deal. However, when I was putting in the recipe builder, the McCormick bag of seasoning mix came up 3 points.
And I'm really?
Like, why is it three? I'm not tracking 3 points for seasonings. Okay. I'm not doing
put
that.
Put your foot down, Erin.
I did. I put my foot. I'm like, I'm not like a tablespoon of chili powder was a point. And I'm like, first off, wow. I didn't get fat over here because I ate too much chili powder.
I wonder if they put sugar in it.
Mm-hmm. I didn't see any sugar. I mean, that's okay. A great thought.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great thought. But I'm just going to be really honest that I did not, when I did the recipe builder, I did not put that in there.
Why do I have this vision of Erin with like a pitchfork going to the corporate office of Weight Watchers? Like, I'm a McCormick seasoning. Give me my points back.
That's it. I'm like, no, I'm not losing out over that. That's not happening. That's yeah. not my problem. Trust me. I'm not overeating chili. Right. It's a sour cream cheese and chips that go with it. That's the problem. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's why some people say they don't track their smoothies and stuff. They're like, I get why you should. And right. I understand, but there's some people who are like, I am not going to count against my points, fruits and vegetables that I am blending up because that's not how mm-hmm. I got fat.
So. Right.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Other tools for the WW journey.
I have something to share. So this is not to single out anyone who doesn't have like an Apple Watch or anything like that. But me. I find
there we go again, Ricky. She's Erin, like, look at the people.
I'll be the judge of that. Let me sit over here and see if I feel singled out or not.
But I know that I used to have a Fitbit, which I know that you had / lost / you know, are not
fell out
wanting to hook up.
Okay, that's well, where I had I'm it sorry. And I don't know what happened. Somebody moved, something moved and didn't hold it where it was supposed to be.
Oh my gosh. Well, so this is a comment more towards, and I think this can apply to anyone who has any type of fitness tracker, but I have an Apple okay. phone. And so there's the fitness app with Apple, and there's so many different challenges. And again, if you have the Fitbit, I know that they have the Fitbit app and the community that goes along with that. So, you know, this applies to you, to anyone who has that type of activity tracker. There's all kinds of challenges. There's just all kinds of ways to keep track of your movement throughout the day. And I find that I'm slightly more motivated to do things if I know there's a challenge involved. So, and then you can also pair with specifically with Apple. And I think with Fitbit too, you can pair with friends and have challenges with them or keep track of, you know, what your friend is doing or say you're going to do something like so your friend can see, like, I know Candace, you can see when I work out. So if I've said I'm going to do a workout, I know that someone else knows if I did it or not. So I think that level of accountability is definitely important. And because there's these resources and tools, I like to use them in that way.
Yeah, she can't get on here and say, ooh, it's been a hard workout. And then the watch shows that there's like nothing that's been done. I'm like, really? Tell me more about that.
Yeah, I burned $1,000. Right.
You can see friends who have hidden their data. Uh-huh. I have a friend who's hidden their data from me. Like it says, like, Erin has hidden her data so that you can't see it. And then when she gets back on track, she unhides it. I was like, you know,
I didn't know you could do that.
Don't you do it, Ricky. Oh my goodness. You know what I have as a resource that I hesitate to bring it up because I don't know if Weight Watchers, I believe they do not make it anymore, but I wonder if you all ever had them. They had really soft dumbbells that you could use for walking. They were 3-pound weights. And as I have been trying to incorporate, you know, strength training, obviously it's not the same as just doing a strength training workout, but I like to walk and these mm-hmm. 3 pounds, I like that they're soft and they're made to be put in your hands while walking. I'm sure you can find some more on Amazon, mm-hmm. but I think it's such a wonderful little tool to add some strength training. And while walking.
I've seen them there, I just saw some in Target mm-hmm. and usually at the beginning of the year, TJ Maxx and Marshall's have like a whole like fitness section, and they usually have the walking, I think they call them walking weights or something like that.
Mm-hmm. But it's just like a quick way to add in some strength while you're doing something that your cardio, and we're all walkers. So
mm-hmm. I've seen people do that with ankle weights too. And I think Five Below, like you have to catch them on a good day. It's not like they always have them and they're at every Five Below, but you can sometimes catch things like that at Five Below.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys saw that Katie within the Real WW Talk Facebook group, and just in parentheses, side note, you're welcome to join. Just search Real WW Talk on Facebook. Katie's been in the group for a long time, and she just bought a
hula hoop thing
with a weight. Did you see it? And it swings around. Like I've seen it on Amazon, but I feel like in my mm-hmm. hands it would be really dangerous because you got to clear a perimeter.
Yeah.
Because this thing swings around.
Can I confess something? I have never, ever, ever been able to hula hoop. I can't.
Really? No. Well, do you know I won a hula hoop competition?
You know,
look. They had like not a vacation Bible school, but we had like at our church, they had a kid's getaway, and they had a hula hoop competition, and I won. I hula hooped longer than everybody there. Thank you. Yeah. No applause. You are in the presence of greatness right here.
Hula hoop and greatness.
If I've done nothing else in my life, I am the hula hoop champion from my vacation Bible school. But you know what's funny with her post that I loved was, I think you made a comment, Erin, on it, and she was, it's like, it's a great way to make sure that no one affects you or tries to kidnap you while you're walking. I mean, it's like a continual motion with this ball that's like going and going. It's fascinating.
So here's the thing, though, because I think, Ricky, even though you've never been able to hula hoop, I think that mm-hmm. you would be able to do this mm-hmm. because it's less about trying to keep the thing up around you. This uh-huh. thing's already, it's like a belt mm-hmm. uh-huh. with a track that runs around it.
Okay.
And so it's really about keeping the motion of that weight swinging around you. It's not about trying to keep the thing up mm-hmm. on you, because that's...
Let's take a quick break.
Hey, quick question for you. Are you someone who wants to be fit, healthy, and happy? And what if I told you you could get your dream body by simply just listening to a podcast? I'm Josh.
And I'm KG, and we are the hosts of the Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast.
Listen, we get it. Fitness isn't easy. Carbs, no carbs.
Just stop, okay? It doesn't have to be that complicated. And that's why we made this podcast. We get straight to the facts so you can become your best you.
So the way to check us out is click the link in the show notes or go search Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast on any of the major podcast platforms. We'll see you soon.
That was a huge craze like a while ago. And I remember because it was around the time where the Wii was really big, and I had a Wii and I did the hula hoop. Did either of you have yes. the Wii? Okay. And it had a hula hooping challenge. And I was like standing there doing my hula, like without a hula hoop, like standing there. And I was like, yes, I'm doing it.
He's like, no, finally, one day I'll win a hula hoop competition like Candace.
And she's like, I did it in 3D on the right. What's it called? Hulu.
My Hulu. Wii, what's it called? My little, it was a Wii.
The Wii, yeah.
But I think the little person that your avatar you created was called a me or something.
Yes.
With two eyes, yeah.
Well, if that makes you feel any better, Ricky, that's the only way I've ever successfully skied is using okay. the Wii. Because they have like this long jump thing. And I'm like, I will never in real life ever do that mm-hmm. or track and field. So thank you, Wii. Mm-hmm. That's the only yeah. way I got to experience what it would possibly feel like. And that's another good tool, though. Like, I mean, yeah. you're talking about it. Like, I love if you do have some of those gaming systems. They've really tried mm-hmm. to do things to make it more interactive. Because, you know, a lot of times it's really just playing with your thumbs and playing Mario or whatever. Mm-hmm. But they have it. My husband has one where it scans your body and it like makes you a part of the game. So wow. if you're doing like a dance, it's a way to exercise and you see yourself as the character. And it's
listen, mm-hmm. I'm not gonna put that down because David's lost like 90 pounds.
90 pounds. Like anytime. So I'm like, if I were to be like, that's not a really good idea, he's like, I'll just take my 90 pounds right. weight loss and do it myself. You can right. just sit on the couch and watch me. You know right. that's fine.
You know, speaking of things along those lines, this is something that we've done collectively within Real WW Talk, and that is Step Bet. Mm-hmm. That's a phenomenal tool. And if I may reach over my shoulder and pat myself on the back and try not to stretch a muscle and hurt myself doing that, I did introduce you all to that. And when I introduced you, you're like, oh, that's betting. We can't do that. And then the next thing I know, y'all are out there making money on
I would just like to say, I have to correct the record. I knew about StepBet. I was doing
an argue.
I was doing StepBet. I knew about it. You introduced it to the Weight Watchers group at 7:30. Okay. And I appreciate it but I did get excited when you said it, because I was like, somebody else knows about my secret way I've been making money. So I would like to just say that I appreciate that you verbalized and outed me and my secret that I thought only I knew about, because I was like, so much she's been listening. What is going on? So you get the credit of having put it out there when I was trying to be selfish.
Listen, if you want accountability,
yeah,
for walking and you know, you keep saying, okay, I'm going to get to this, I'm going to do this. This is a surefire way. You need, you know, like a tracker, like a Fitbit or something like that. You can read through what they require, but you put like $40 down and you join for 6 weeks, and it assesses how many steps you're doing. And then it says, okay, listen, this will be a little bit of a stretch for you. And then this will be a little bit more of a stretch, but you can do this. And you just follow along with this. They give you the however much it is at the very beginning, and then you plunk your dollars down. So it's nothing changes after you plunk the dollars down. And then you bet on yourself and say, yeah, I'm going to do this. And so it's up to you.
Yes.
At that point, do you want to let your $40 go because you just don't feel like walking one day? Or do you want to stick it out? And every time that I've done it, and so if people do drop out through the game, all the money goes in a pot. Those people who dropped out don't get their money back. You, the rest of everybody else who comes to the end, gets to split the money. Yeah. Every time I've done it, I've gotten my money back and like up to $8, $10.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm walking anyway. Yeah. Might as well earn some money doing it.
Yeah. Now, I do have a request for a tool. I'd like to know, Erin, about the tool that you used to take something as ridiculous as chickpeas and make it into cookie dough. Because we went out recently, the three of us, and Erin has some potion or something, I don't know what it is, where she's made cookie dough chickpeas taste like cookie dough. And I feel like, just like you outed the world with Step Bet, that you need to share whatever you did to make that happen. Is it a tool? Is it a trick? Please educate me.
It's some Erin magic.
Okay.
And no, it's a food processor. Oh, like, I feel like everybody has a food processor.
That's
right?
So boring. I was waiting for you to say something bigger, but okay.
No. And look, I'm pulling up my WW app so I can tell you. And it's chickpeas. It's a can of chickpeas. You drain them and you rinse them really well so you don't get any of the canned flavor on it. And hold on, I'm pulling up chickpea. I don't have that many chickpea things. Here we go. Chickpea cookie dough. So it was 5 points. 5 points for like a quarter of a cup serving. And so it's a can of drained and rinsed chickpeas, a quarter cup of peanut butter, half a teaspoon of vanilla extract, 3 tablespoons of either honey or maple syrup. And if you're like, hey, I want to use a zero sugar sweetener, you can do that, but I prefer to use the real things. 2 tablespoons of water, 2 tablespoons of PB2, the peanut butter powder, and then a scoop of vanilla protein powder. And you blend it all together. And then I don't count the sprinkles. I sprinkle some sprinkles in there and it makes like a cake batter flavored.
Yeah.
Protein cookie dough.
Have it. Try it. As somebody who, you know me, if you've been listening to the podcast, I don't eat chickpeas. That's not exciting. And when she brought it over, she was like, to me and Ricky, she was like, I just wanted to let you know, just try this. I'm not going to tell you what's in it. And I think Ricky guessed. She was like, I bet you
it was chickpeas.
She was like, it's got chickpeas. Surprise.
It was really good.
It was delicious.
Thank you, Erin. Thank you. Yeah. I thought that would have been a technique or a tool because it definitely changed my life.
Girl, it's called a can of chickpeas. And I'm telling you, if you search So because beans are now zero on the plan, right? Mm-hmm. If you just search like chickpea dessert or black bean dessert or something like that, there are all kinds of different things that will pop up that you can.
But did you see Ricky's face and my face when we said black beans? And we were like,
but try, but here's the thing. Cause you all are like chickpeas. And then I make you chickpea cookie dough and you guys are like, that's really good.
But black bean brownies sound like death. And I've seen those as like a thing that Skinny Taste and other people will say. They're like, just put some black beans. Why would you ruin brownies by putting black beans in them?
Because maybe there's some times when you're like, hey, I can afford the points and I want to afford the points for this version of a brownie. But then there are other times where like, hey, I want a little treat. I want a little snack, but I don't want to do that many. That's one of those things that could kind of, you know, look at both of your faces. That could kind of like scratch the little itch there.
Okay. We'll get to there. You started with the chickpeas.
So when we do our Galentine celebration, does this mean I make
No,
we want
to find out you put black beans in there. I'm going to the Weight Watchers Center and saying he's out of control.
Speaking of out of control, that's about where we are right now. So I think we need to call it quits, ma'am. All right. All right. Well, we would love to hear if there are any apps, if there are any tools, if there's anything that you have found to be really helpful on your WW journey, if you would share it with us. You can either send us an email if you want to, realwwtalk@gmail.com. Join us over in the Facebook group. Just search Real WW Talk, or we're on YouTube. So leave it as a comment on YouTube if you're watching us there now. Or if you guys are on Connect, we are on Connect as well. And so we have all of our Connect handles posted down in the show notes. And you're welcome to connect with us there. All right. Well, we wish you a great week on plan and can't wait to hear about the tools that you're using to help you get there. Bye.